Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. Today's a very special day because it's the day of the book, so I thought, why not pick this topic for an entire episode? And actually, the funny thing is that someone who likes to listen to my podcast quite often actually recommended this topic to me. So I have two reasons to actually focus on books in this episode, which I really enjoy. So yeah, let's dive in. The first thing I want to say, and I have to say, I love books. I love reading, I love exploring, and I also love writing and making my own books. And that's something I've been fortunate to do when I studied communication design, was to create books of my own. They were usually books that combined writing with pictures that I took. So everything in those books was actually created by myself through my own experience and my own hands, basically. So I have a very special relationship with books. I feel like they really allow you to dive into dream worlds. And if you are on the creator's side, to create those dream worlds for your readers. And I like that a lot. You know, you can give things a different perspective. You can offer your perspective to the reader and just create from a different energy than with anything else. Like, I love holding a book in my hands and actually reading it. I know it's not the best environmentally, but just this tangible object that is there that contains words that you can actually sometimes even interact with is wonderful. I also love books that you can write in. So not like diaries per se, even though I love them too. I love notebooks in general. But, you know, books that combine knowledge with room to write things down for yourself. So yeah, I have so many books that I love. I don't even know which ones to recommend to people, because I feel like book recommendations are really personal and they're very special. Like, when I recommend books to someone else, I take into account so many details about the person, and in the end it's also an intuitive decision, which has proven to be right quite often. And I like that a lot. I like that my intuition is right. And it's something I have had to learn the hard way, that actually my body and my intuition are speaking to me and they are being truthful. So that's something I've been learning and I've been jotting down in my diaries. I really do have a lot of notebooks and a lot of diaries from the past years, which is very cool. So I love reading, I love writing, I love creating, and I feel like books just allow you to combine all these aspects in one. And currently I'm reading a book about sacred geometry, and not just geometry, but also music, mathematics, and astronomy. That's really interesting. And what I've learned through the book, I'm not at the end of the book, I think I'm in chapter 3 somewhere, is that things are connected and there are different types of shapes and numbers that occur in different ratios and at different spots. And actually everything's connected, and everything from the biggest to the smallest little atom is perfectly created. And I don't believe in coincidence. I don't believe that we were put on this planet just to exist. We were meant to thrive, and we were meant to live life to the fullest and to really reach our fullest potential. And I know this doesn't have to do exactly with books, but they do help us push further and broaden our horizon. So whenever you encounter someone you find interesting, just ask them what they are reading. It'll probably open up a different world for you. I just hope that you could derive some inspiration from this episode. If you liked it, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening, and also make sure to subscribe. Really helps me out a lot, and I would love to have you as a listener. So yeah, stay tuned, and I'll catch you very soon in a couple of days. Bye.